The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Dharma holder Paul Galvin.
Such an honor to be here with all of you this evening. As we heard yesterday, it really could have been otherwise. And so I'm appreciating this time that we have together in Sesshin. Sesshin can be, at least my understanding, can be translated as to touch the heart mind. We may have an idea of what that means to touch the heart mind. It's probably not that. I once, actually just recently, read Joan Sutherland describe going to Sesshin as entering the temple with the pack of chihuahuas. I can hear them yipping and moving all around the place. And I think some of us have even named our chihuahuas. We're familiar with them. And if we really take seriously the vows that David Roshi offered us last night, this aspect of silence, stillness, custody of the eyes, and doing our best, that eventually these chihuahuas may quiet down, may even lie down, curl up in days and nights like this, maybe even help to keep us warm. We may think that's what touching the heart mind is like. When everything quiets down. And in truth, it is. But, and also walking into the temple with our pack of chihuahuas. This touching the heart mind, what is this, this touching the heart mind? It feels a little incomplete to me. This touching sounds in a single direction. I think it is being touched by the heart mind. And our Sesshin began a long time ago. We were touched by this heart mind. Maybe nudging that decision to actually to sign up for this Sesshin. I think it is in the being touched by the heart mind that we packed up and we arrived here at Sesshin. It's this very same heart mind that is going to help us pack up on Monday, only when our Tanto tells us it's time to pack up. Help us pack up and leave and go in our myriad directions. What is this heart mind? I think we heard a few pointers today in the Dharma talk. This is an overheard Diamond Sutra by Wei Nung. This is Monk Ming being driven up a mountain to seek out a thief. And it's also Monk Ming walking down the mountain with his teacher. I think it's being touched by the heart mind that brought Siddhartha Gautama to sit under the Bo tree. And to stand. As Shakyamuni Buddha. The way has been shown to us. The heart mind is always here. To touch the heart mind. To be touched by the heart mind. To know that we are the heart mind.